Well, I think it's very important, Greg. It seems that sexual health for young people has fallen between stools. Parents assume that it's been covered in schools, and schools feel maybe that it's not fully their remit, that it's something that parents should be doing. So to that end, young people seem to be getting most of their information off sources like the internet, and a lot of information through things like pornography and places maybe where they're not getting the right information.
And that can harvest an unhealthy attitude towards sex, can't it?
A very unhealthy attitude towards sex, and also there's a lot of myths out there and there's a lot of misperceptions that young people are picking up on, you know, in terms of maybe what's healthy for them, and also being able to have the conversations with adults around, I mean, what is healthy around sex, sexual health and sexuality. And that's the focus of the Sexual Health Awareness Week, is encouraging the talk, the communication with young people, and to say this shouldn't be a taboo subject, because it's healthy to have the conversations with young people from a very young age. It should be a drip-fed approach as opposed to a one-off talk.
Now tell us about the week, some of the highlights and who it's aimed at.
Well, the week is aimed at young people and the adults in their lives, so teachers, parents, youth workers, or even other family members that have a good relationship with young people. The focus of the week is to encourage people to have those conversations and to look at that drip-fed approach so that young people feel that they can have the conversations. Maybe it's something that they've seen online, maybe it's a photograph that their friends have shared with them that they can't make sense about, or maybe it's just about information. So what we're doing through the Youth Information Centre here is we're running a series of information sessions with young people. We'll be having notice boards and encouraging young people to come in and have those conversations. We're also running a conference called the S Word that will be targeting young people through the schools, where we look at the impact of the online media in terms of young people's sexual health. So things like sexting obviously is very topical at the minute, along with some of the other issues around pornography and that. We're also going to be launching a Young People Sex in the Law leaflet, which will aim to dispel some of the myths that are out there around the law, because the law is a very grey area whenever it comes to young people and the age of consent, which is very important. And we'll also be having some speakers into the various youth groups around the county.